This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That seems soft, doesn't it? Hello. It's Tuesday. You hear me okay?
Yeah, something was up there, though. Yeah.
Very loud music and then very soft voices. Oh, well. Can't control everything, turns out. How are you?
That thing doesn't control everything?
Apparently not. And not only that, it's like you think it's set and then listeners say, oh, the music's too loud. And you're like, I can't even hear it.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm good. We got through a birthday weekend because
there was a
Saturday and yesterday, so...
What kind of cake did that kid get?
She had the cake on Saturday. We didn't do another cake. She had a cookie.
Oh.
Shortbread cookie with pink frosting, which is, as cookies go, I mean, no offense to people who love shortbread cookies with pink frosting.
I do love
it. Like 6-year-olds.
I love a shortbread cookie, but you can keep your frosting.
Yeah.
I don't need frosting. I don't need chocolate chips. I just want, you know, just a shortbread cookie. You ever eat those Lorna Doones?
No.
When I was a kid.
Never heard of it.
Oh, really?
Lorna they come in Dunes?
Like a,
they're
shortbread cookies. They come in like a 6-pack and they're like vending machine cookies.
Mm.
And they're the ones.
Oh.
I used to just be all, ooh, look at that. There's some Lorna Doones in there.
No, yeah, we didn't do another cake, but we did, you know, there were presents exchanged and we
like a little family.
Yeah, thing. It was mostly now there just can't be another doll in the house. There just can't be. So we did clothes.
Oh.
And shoes.
Oh.
We had this kid is you know, I mean any parent I'm not telling you something you don't know. They grow in these spurts. And it happens where you're like
yesterday that fit you.
9 and a half children size. Is what she's been wearing. This one pair of shoes. She has others, but she wears this one pair of Nikes she's got. They slip on. They pull on.
Okay.
They're her favorites. They're in deep need of replace without what we found out yesterday. But so we got her like 10 and a halves.
Oh.
Like we knew she needed bigger shoes, but we didn't realize.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't fit in 10 and a half either. Like,
and she'd been wearing the 9 and a halves? She how just, did her feet not bust out the sides?
She stretched the living, you know what, out
it
of them,
happens,
I guess.
Right, I guess.
And I don't know how long that's been going on. But so, yeah, we were like, I threw them away. They were.
The 9 and a half.
I did. You cannot wear these anymore. They're trash. Mm. And they couldn't even be, you know, passed on. They
what
were
trash.
What does
it go up to? I forget kids' sizes. So they like a 12 and then you're back at like a 1?
Yeah,
normal
I think
person
so.
Size?
I don't know. I'm not there yet. And I know I went through it with the first kid once, but I'm just, you know.
Well, mom must do most of their clothes stuff, yeah?
No? Not as much as you'd think. She does their dresses and stuff, but shoes I usually try to get done and...
Take the kids out. Where do you guys go? Is there like a kids' shoe store?
Or? Yeah, usually we do Vans. Suddenly we're into Converse, so
Converse.
I don't know where that...
As I put my Converse on this morning, I did think to myself, well, Isla would be happy to know I have my Converse on.
Someone wrote in and said, this was yesterday, but they said, it's Converse Or did I miss the joke? It's not a joke. It's not even funny. It's just
kind of a joke. I like it.
It's what my kid, how my kid pronounced, you know, unbeknownst to, she's the uncool kid. She didn't know. And then she said it to me and I went, well, I guess we're a Vans family. You don't know how to say Converse. Dad, do you have any Converse? I just froze like, oy.
I do Converse all morning. Yes, I'm very good at Converse. What do you need to know about Converse?
Anyway, so we got the kid new shoes. She got some dresses and some shirts and some things. And
Did she
got
get bummed that she doesn't get toys for that?
No, she was
happy, like, I had plenty.
No, she would take the toys too, but she was happy. She didn't make any. It was good. It was a nice day. And they got their school teachers and they got their classes. And that's info that comes via mail, actually. So they'd been waiting to find out who they were going to be with.
Who's their homeroom teacher? You mentioned something about Isla will be changing rooms this year.
She's going to start changing classes. For some reason, they start that in fifth grade. I don't know. I guess it's...
So up to that point, like one person is handling all of the various early learning elements.
Yeah.
Okay, so, guys, it's time to do some math, and now we're going to read, and here comes, we're going to do some science, we're going to grow something out of a bean. It's probably going to be a bean, we'll find out, though. Some of them will grow in the closet, and they'll be white beans.
You remember all that stuff, or
from
being with your kids?
My kids, too, but I was a science freak. I really thought I would be a scientist when I grew up. Like, that was, like, biology, human biology, horse biology, all the biologies.
Really?
Yeah, all of it. I loved it. I love science. But you know what really sort of threw the brakes on was chemistry. Because it really is kind of mathy.
You're good at math, though. What are you talking about?
Not that good at math. I've demonstrated times spectacularly on this show that I am not that good at math. But I don't hate math, but chemistry just really, it did it for me. It was the end. But I did love dissecting things, and I loved growing things and examining things.
Well, we're in that phase where the for Isla, the classes will start changing. And for the youngest, she goes to kindergarten and she didn't get class with her best friends.
Uh-oh.
We're super
bummed.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just the way it is.
Do they?
No, we're not going to say one word.
No, but I mean, do they do that on purpose? Do they know her?
No, they know her, but I don't think it's a shaft thing. I think they have.
Is it alphabetical, like A through L, or in one class? And
no, I don't know what they do, but I don't think that they went screw the Hassans.
Right?
They actually love that kid, so I think.
So she goes to like a preschool there at the.
She goes
building?
To preschool there. She knows everybody there. Mm. She loves that. Like they. Exchange love notes. Like there's love. Like Edie draws hearts and brings it to the teacher. So there's a lot of, but it's a bummer. She's not, and we didn't even tell her last night.
Like
Christina was texting with other moms going, you're not in. What about you? You're not in. So we started softening the blow with, you're going to make all kinds of new friends. We're at dinner.
Yep.
New friends are always the best. We make friends wherever we go, right, Hassans? Right?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Well, will they have recess together? Like,
they'll see each other. But, you know,
I know.
At that age, it's the people you're in class with.
That's true.
So it's cool. She'll make new friends.
She will.
We're not going to go and, you know, storm the castle.
Right. Plus, she'll be so busy learning things. It's kindergarten, after all. All the big stuff starts then.
Yeah. So anyway, we got the shoes squared away. I have some to return today because they were too small and they were brand new. Crunch.
I know. Well, maybe she's like a size one, a big girl now.
Well, we've got the size now and she's just growing. Those girls are ahead of the curve now. They won't stay there.
Right.
Because, you know, their mom and dad are not super tall.
You mean they're like in height and weight?
Right now, they're both taller than all their friends.
Oh.
Both
Isla
of them.
Is tall.
Yeah.
Like she's fully above my shoulder. I mean, like she like that? Like she's easily 5 feet.
Yeah, I had a picture of you two together so I could look. But I don't, she's tall. Yeah. She's definitely, you know, there's a chance she skies over her mom. Her mom told me, though, This is probably too much.
Her mom and her grandma, they're small.
No, they're not tall. But Christina had said, I was so bummed I got boobs so young. But they came in early, but they didn't grow to be gigantic.
Right.
She's not, you know, heavy chested.
Right.
But so she was bummed about it because she was one of the first girls.
Oh.
But I think that's it. Like they're growing early, mm-hmm. but they're not gonna.
Anybody tall?
No. Well, Jan's like, you know, 5'10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's it.
He's the tallest, like in yeah. your side of the family. And nobody on her side is very tall?
No.
Mm.
No, Italians.
Mm. Medium sized.
Mm-hmm. Thick. My grandpa was a barrel chested, you know, tough guy till he passed. Even as he got older, he still stayed pretty like.
Held on to that physique.
Sturdy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a little
bit of a tank.
A little bit, but a tank for sure, but a little bit of a belly.
Well,
but that happens.
It happens.
In your,
it does. Well, you start taking things easy and the pasta keeps on coming.
Yeah. He held on to that. The bald guy, you know,
fryer tuck.
He held
thing.
On to that for the whole. That's the only way I knew him.
Oh,
I never knew him with anything but that. So, you know how you have such a warped view of someone's age?
Yes.
Well, grandparents
are ancient.
Yeah. Like, oh,
your whole
God.
Life.
And now I think about it. He was probably.
In his 50s.
Maybe younger than me.
Yeah.
And so, yikes.
I know.
And well, I looked at him like, oh, Grandpa, I hope you're okay.
It is. I remember my great grandma was in her 70s. And I was just like, that's so ancient. So if she was in her 70s, like my grandma and grandpa had to be in their 50s. And they were just old people. It's just like all the old people.
Well, our society is absolutely turned towards, let's stay as young as possible,
yes,
as long as possible.
For as long as, no matter what the cost, let's make that happen.
Oh, speaking of, I should follow up. You know, I got those.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a guy that surfs. I've spent a lot of time in the sun my whole life. I've been better about sunscreen as I've aged, but certainly didn't care as a kid. But I had some. What are those spider veins? Like,
oh, yeah.
You couldn't really, you had to get kind of close to see them, but they were there and I certainly saw them. And I had this laser done to it. It's not surgery. It doesn't even need any kind of.
It's just like a quick snap and they.
It's like a rubber band
it's
snapping on your face.
Or something.
I don't know. But
some, they just sort of collapse those veins and
she
make them
zapped
go away.
Me so? In some spots. They're gone.
Just gone.
It turned out great. I'm really happy with it. And it cost $375 cash.
And now your face looks young again.
It makes me happy.
Yes. Well, who wants to look in the mirror and see like little veins on their face? I will say I never noticed them.
Well, no one notices them. Even Christina was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, look. And then she goes, oh, I have those. And I went, right.
You could go get rid of them if you wanted.
We people have them.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, but I want them off of me. I don't want, you know, I mean, I can see someone saying, that giant nose in the middle of your face, you want to talk about the things on your face. What about that?
No, your nose is great.
Well, it's big and it's giant and it's fat.
It's perfect for your face.
Well,
please stop it. You don't hate on your nose.
Saying,
you got a great nose.
What
a strong
I'm
Roman nose.
Is, you know, I could see someone saying those little things no one sees. That's what you're worried about. How about that thing that needs, you know, walks in the room before you? Anyway, so
the thing about it though is that if you let those little veins stay on your face, every time you look, there'll be more of them. Like it's a maintenance thing. You go in $375 later, they're gone. Couple years from now, you're like, oh, look, let me go in and just continue. Otherwise, they just build up. And now you're going to go in and it's going to be like $2,000 to get rid of all of them.
You know what's
funny?
You're
doing the right thing.
To get that done. So I made the appointment and I really didn't sit there and go, how much is this going to be?
Right.
So as it came, the appointment was way out in front of me and I just wasn't thinking about it. And I knew it was on my calendar. Yeah. And when I got there, I had other things happening the same day and was like, oh, God. So I never got around to checking what this might cost. So
it's a thing at your dermatologist or something?
It was at a
a
little
a different
skin
one.
Center in Las Gatos.
So they didn't have like a price menu?
No.
Okay.
And so I truly was like starting to go, what if this is $10,000? What do I know?
Right.
I don't know what it is. I had no idea. So she did it. And I'm still sitting there going, oh, God. I mean, I have a credit card, so I certainly could pay for whatever it was going to cost.
Yikes, though.
Well, right.
If it did, maybe asking would have been, then you could have been relieved and then she, actually enjoyed
right.
it.
But then, you know, I just was like, I'm already here. I'm in it at the point. So she wrote down the price, and I was like, oh, that's totally reasonable.
Well, compared to $10,000, it's
free.
I'm
sure that people, let me check the text. I'm sure there are people going, oh, that's not cheap. Well,
it's cheap compared to $10,000, which is right. where his nightmare brain went.
I definitely had built it up to be a problem.
Well, you look smooth and fresh as a daisy. So,
415 says, and this is true, they used to separate me and Jason Cisco. Sometimes besties by classes are separated because they distract one another. They'll all be fine. Nah, we're not going to do anything about it.
Right. That's the decision that they made at the school. They know these kids, like you said. So,
Vinny, it starts with lasers. The next thing you know, you're getting Botox. Join the dark side with the rest of us. Roxy in Danville. I will not, Roxy.
Hey, Roxy, I've been thinking about it.
I'm not doing it.
I got those lines between my eyebrows. But it is a slippery slope, and I just feel like, I don't know, just let it go. I was looking at these pictures of Regina Roland, whatever her name is.
I've heard it's Jenna from a texter, but yeah, it doesn't.
Well, it is spelled with an E.
Yeah.
Like G-E-N-A. So whatever. Let's go Jenna. She is someone who clearly was not going. If she did stuff, she didn't do a lot of stuff. Like, and I just looked at her and thought, she looks great. When she smiles, I could see where every line on her face came from. And I don't know. Maybe I'll just be the holdout. But maybe I won't be. Who knows?
Well, yeah, like this. Didn't feel
that doesn't feel like
a big deal.
It also doesn't feel like plastic surgery. That doesn't feel like Botox or anything. You had a vein on your face. You got it taken off.
If
I had a skin tag on my face, I'd get it taken off.
Yeah, you would. I laid down. She goes, how are you with pain? And I was like, what? And she goes, well, it's, you know, and I held my arms out and she goes, I showed her the tattoos and she goes, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. It's just like an elastic snap.
It is a snap.
I did those little laser things on my legs years back, my bikini line and my legs, and it works. It actually does work. Mostly the hair doesn't come back, but it is like this. Like,
are you talking about the personal one we repped for a minute there?
Yeah, it worked. Took all the hair off my toes. It was called Tria or something, wasn't it?
Huh.
Yeah. And most, I mean, for some
of it. So you still don't get hair on your toes from that tree?
I don't get any hair on my toes or on the tops of my feet because I had this little patch on the tops of my feet. It was hot, so hot. And then, I took forever and you have to do it all the time. And I did it up my legs and now there are huge swaths that have no hair. And then there's like, you know, it's if possible, even less attractive than it would be if I had just full gorilla legs. Because there's like patches of hair that have popped back. So I suppose.
You know what? You have less territory to shave, though.
Sure.
That's nice.
I guess so. Right. Every little bit helps, Finn.
Shaving is a chore.
And the problem with shaving now, for me, maybe not for everybody, is I can't really see anything anymore. If I don't have my glasses on, pretty much everything is blurry. So I'm like going by feel, really. So, well, doesn't feel like there's any hair there anymore. I'm moving on. And then sure enough, I've missed a whole huge, got a sexy line running up the backs of my legs.
Oh my God.
Hair. Oh my God is right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Moore Show. Be right back after this.
Get up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God.
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.